It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
Good afternoon. It is 5 o'clock. I'm Grant Nielsen filling in for Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report is breaking news on Utah's afternoon news. A woman in her 20s is dead after being hit by a wrong-way driver on I-215 this afternoon, and we learned just 10 minutes ago that the wrong-way driver, a woman in her 80s, has also died. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is live on the scene. Kelly, I know I-215 eastbound is open and it is restricted. What else can you tell us?
Yeah, it is partially open, though the fast lane is still closed. Now, how did this accident all happen, Grant? UHP Sergeant Nick Street says this afternoon the elderly woman drove up a northbound off-ramp.
That goes to 3900, 3300 south there. That's about 3-4 miles on 215.
So at about 2300 east is where she hit a pickup, sideswiped a van, and then as she tried to avoid other cars, she hit a woman in her 20s head-on who died on impact. UHP says they don't think the elderly woman was impaired, just confused. Live in Holiday, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The shootings in Grantsville.
Hundreds of people came to say goodbye to the Grantsville family murdered in their home last week. Funeral services were held for the Haney family before they were laid to rest. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson is live with more. And Paul, what did you hear about the family today?
Well, here are some of the nice comments that were said at the funeral. Some of the things they were used, that phrases, a mama bear, a great artist, a caring friend, and a fierce ninja. Those are some of the terms that people use to describe the members of the Haney family during the funeral services in Grantsville today. The chapel, Culture Hall, were filled with people wishing to say goodbye. Brent and Nelda Eggett have known the Haney since 2010, and they say Alejandra Haney lived for her kids.
Their mother's always been good to teach them things that they would need to know as they got older and became adults themselves. And so
she was an excellent cooker, a baker, taught her kids all the trades.
Inside, people wore different colored ribbons to honor each of the children, and there were plates of cookies outside the chapel and the foyers to honor Alejandra. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Utah has a new dinosaur species. Maria Chaleos has details.
Grant, this is the Allosaurus gymnastii. It was unveiled today at the Utah Museum of Natural History. Paleontologists at the museum showed off the new discovery.
The lower part of its jaw is more straight. The skull is narrower. This makes it a little bit more gracile compared to the stronger skull that we have in Allosaurus fragilis.
Parts of the first specimen were found in Dinosaur National Monument in northeastern Utah in the 1990s. Its unusual name is after the state's first paleontologist, James Madsen Jr. A new dinosaur was found, but the Tracy aviary is missing a bird. The red-tailed cockatoo apparently was scared off by a wild eagle and somehow escaped from the aviary. They're asking people who live near Liberty Park in Salt Lake to keep a sharp eye out for the bird. Her name is Matilda. She has dark feathers and plumage on the top of her head and a reddish tail. You can see photos of Matilda on the KSL News Radio Facebook page.
The race for Utah governor.
In 1 week, the top candidates for governor will debate Your Voice, Your Vote 2020. Lindsay Ertz is live at the KSL Elections Desk.
Maria, the first governor's debate will be at the Silicon Slopes Tech Summit at the Salt Palace next Friday. It starts at 11 a.m. Today's the deadline for the candidates to qualify. John Huntsman Jr., Spencer Cox, Greg Hughes, Thomas Wright, Jeff Burningham, and Amy Winder Newton have all raised at least the $50,000 in donations it takes to make it on stage. Meantime, Democratic presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren has hired staff to lead her campaign in Utah. Marcus Stevenson will work as Warren's organizing director. The campaign also named a regional director for Salt Lake County and another one for Central and Southern Utah. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour. Democrats making their case for a third day in the Senate impeachment trial against President Trump. House managers detailing how they say Mr. Trump pressured Ukraine in a scheme to cheat in the 2020 election and blocked Congress from investigating. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, during a media briefing today, saying the president is working through it all.
He's doing his job as president. I think the real question, Ann, is why is Congress not doing its job?
Democratic Senator Dick Durbin is critical of his GOP colleagues, who also say the Senate should get back to regular business.
You know what the business of the Senate has been in the entire last year? 22 amendments on the floor of the Senate in the entire year. We had 11 amendments on the first day of this trial.
This is the final day for Democrats to make their case against the president. Several polls out this week show majority of Americans would like to see the Senate take some witnesses. Polling from ABC News, The Washington Post shows 66% of Americans want the Senate to call new witnesses. Polls from Politico, CNN, the Associated Press, Reuters, and Quinnipiac all show over 57% support as well. Other national stories KSL is following. The Trump administration is threatening to take away money from health care for California because the state requires insurance plans to cover abortions.
The announcement from the White House was meant to coincide with the president's appearance at the March for Life anti-abortion event at the U.S. Capitol. Under the administration's order, the Federal Health and Human Services Department is issuing a notice of violation, giving California 30 days to comply with federal law. The head of HHS says California is violating the law by requiring insurance plans to cover abortions. California, which is constantly suing President Trump, is showing no sign of ending that requirement. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The Washington State Department of Transportation is releasing some photos today that look an awful lot like Sasquatch. The department posted some photos on their Twitter account showing a Bigfoot-like figure walking along State Route 20 and Sherman Pass. This mythical creature has been associated with the Pacific Northwest and causes many discussions when alleged photos are posted. Grant, you lived in the Pacific Northwest. What do you think? Does Bigfoot live there?
Well, I never saw Bigfoot, Sasquatch myself, but I worked with a lot of people who believed.
They were convinced.
They were believers. Okay. I'm still skeptical. KSL News Time 5:06. Let's take our first look at the 5 o'clock report in traffic, and it's brought to you by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services.
The freeway is open again, eastbound I-215 South Belt, but delays linger from Union Park all the way over to the crash at 2300 East, where the left lane remains blocked. We have delays in Summit County due to Sundance slowdowns on the surface streets in Park City, and delays for Davis County drivers as well, northbound I-15, leaving Farmington through Layton. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
This portion of Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air.